Okay, that's the taina. That's the taina of Hadar Din. Meaning to say, we will revisit the Psak Beis Din that was already made. That although the Psak Beis Din already allocated 50% of the Yavam's, of the Mason's estate to the Yavam, because then it was a Sabbath. Now that I have a taina, I'm a Sabbath, that I'm either the Mason's son or the Yavam's son, and therefore, Mimanafshach, I am entitled to the lesser of all of the Mason's estate, or 25% of the entire estate, you have to give me the lesser of those two figures.
What is that based on? What's the score behind that?
Of what?
Of Hadar Dina.
No, well, Hadar Dina makes a lot of sense.
Why?
Hadar Dina basically says there is a change of circumstances. Because initially, when there was a psak, that you divided the Mason's estate 50-50, that is because it was a suffix for suffix.
Right.
It was a suffix of Rechokin. Right. But now, by virtue of the fact that the Yavam died, and now the suffix has a claim of certainty, so in a sense, the psak of Rechokin
is a claim of certainty against what?
That he is owed the virtue amounts. And therefore, he is entitled to get the lesser of two amounts.
He's a suffix in both cases, right? He's a suffix.
No, yeah. But the difference is that in the first case, when he's a suffix, and the other, who are arguing for the base, his suffix is: does he get zero or does he get everything?
Right.
When you're masuffix, you get zero and you get everything. That's maman amutel masuffix.
Right. Both of them had the same. At the same strength. Both their times at the same strength.
Yeah. But by contrast, once the Yavam dies, so the Safek now comes with a Mimanusha. Mimanusha meaning to say, I am entitled to an amount of property, which is definitely not lower than a certain amount. So you have to settle with me in that way. You have to give me either the remaining 50% of the Mesa's property, or if you want to claim I'm a brother of you, I'm your brother, you have to give me 25% of the
most. No, that's fine. I mean, but I don't understand how. Like we said yesterday, like res judicata or something.
Hadar Dina doesn't hold the res judicata.
No, why not? That's what I'm asking.
Because it's a change of circumstance. Because the initial circumstance was a person whose claim was a doubtful claim. Now it becomes a body claim because he has now become a potential yoresh from either side. That was the difference. When he initially presented the claim, there was a doubt whether he had any rights at all. Now he has rights. Now he is rimanah. That's what rimanah means. Rimanah means no matter how you look at me, I have an entitlement. That wasn't true the first time around. That wasn't true. Now, we don't pass on this. This is Hadar Dina. In other words, I just wanted to make it clear that if you hold Hadar Dina, that doesn't mean he keeps the 50% and he then makes that claim, but it means he gets the lesser of the remaining 50% or the 25% of everything, whichever.
I feel the logic behind that, because
you don't see the logic of a claim that's called
Manashach
claim?
Of course. I see that. No, I see that if there was no case before it. If there was a previous case which disposed of that property already, and so forget it, it's gone, it's done.
That would be the other side.
No, I understand that, but I don't understand this side. I don't understand why you can reopen it. Why? What changed that you can reopen it?
Something did change, and that is the death of the Yavam changed. The death of the Yavam converted a Safek claim to a Vada claim. In other words, when the Yavam was alive, then the Taina of the Safek is a Taina Safek.
No, but Klapi, the Yavam, it didn't change. It's the same Taina now as it was then.
It's not his case, it's the kid's case.
Klapi, the Yavam.
I understand.
Yeah, something comes with the same
time.
Case.
The other time.
I'm saying, but it's the same case. You want to know what happens to the property of the dead brother. So okay, that was taken care of already. That's finished. I can bring it back in again. I understand what.
Well, I guess it's slower to bring it in.
I know that, but I don't understand that.
Well, once again, you could see
like Ehud Ben-Dover's soap. Situations always change. The situation changes.
That's part of the problem, but even in Rescue to Comment, things can be reopened if there are changes of circumstances and complicated the matzav is not the same matzav. I mean, now it's not a matzav of Suffolk anymore. Now it's a matzav of Imanushik. You can change it.
Even though there's absolutely nothing to change vis-a-vis the Suffolk and the initial Suffolk and the Yavam, nothing changed.
Nothing changed. That's correct.
And if you can reopen the case just because of some outside circumstance.
But once again, the concept is this, though. The estate that we're donning over, because there was a chalukah, we are now donning not over the estate of the mace. We are donning over the consolidated estate of the yavam.
Okay.
Because the yavam is the guy that died now, and the yavam has an estate. So in a sense, you can look at it, if you want to look at it legalistically, as new litigation, meaning...
It was Nivla already in his...
No, because initially, the taina was asserted against the estate of the dead brother.
Yeah.
Now we have a new taina against the estate of the yama, which the estate of the yama. So in a way, it's a different.
You wouldn't say it's most sort to say, "Wait, excuse me, it's Nivla and his property." The whole thing was extinguished.
Okay, so that's really where Kamdina goes to. But
I know that, but I'm trying to hear the other side.
Side basically says that. So let me explain it this way. Lomdos, the explanation is the following. That's really the explanation. What is the getter of Hamotzi Mincha? When we say Mamain Hamuto Besapek Chalkin,
what we actually do?
Mamain Hamuto Besapek Chalkin. Is that a definitive psak? That you are the pilot?
That's better, yeah.
Or does it mean we don't know, so that property still remains in doubtful ownership?
That would be the lumpus.
So in reality, in a sense, that's the machlokes kamdina and hamdina, meaning all of these rules, whether it's mamana muto besapek chalkin, hamoitzi michaverei olav haraya, because you're going to see it in the case of Adman. Let's see, the case of Adman, it wasn't mamana muto besapek, it was moitzi michaverei, but you'll see that the issue of kamdina v'hamdina means, do I say once there's a psak, the rights are extinguished? Because there's a psak. You're the Bible. You're the Bible. I'm not the Bible. Or is it the psak? We don't know. So this is our psak, but your time is here.
It was Bentayim, you had no raya. So therefore we did this.
Of course, it's a whole shy.
But if you bring a raya later on,
that's right.
Okay, maybe we can roll for that.
Meaning to say the psak was never a vada.
Right, it was never about him side.
Now, this creates a lot of problems, because Lamaisa, I mean, I know that, remember, the Kudos Sregis brings that it's brought down Lahalacha. You have to understand this. Although it fits Kamdin, actually. That let's say there's a Suffolk, right? Shnai Marshal Metalis. So the din is Yachlik. So what if I'm a Kaddish and Isha with the half of Metalis that's mine? Is it a Suffolk Kedushin or is it a Vada Kedushin?
Right.
And after me, it'll be if somebody else was from Kaddish, which you need to get in the second guy. So we ask it. We ask it. Once there's a halacha of a place in Michaveh, you're not a Suffolk owner. You're a Vada owner.
Yeah, but they grew in there.
That's the problem. Even if it was just a beer, once we decided that we're going to go with this beer, in other words, even if the actual Maisa was, we're asking not based on a din, based on a beer.
When things are based on a bureau like Adam, there's no question. The Shiloh we have in Lumpus is when we have various rules that say that in cases of doubt, without proof, without evidence, we follow certain things. Sometimes Yachloku, sometimes Muxa, Kameitzer, Haraya. But these are not evidentiary, they don't prove anything. They're not the Vara of the Mitzvah.
The question is,
what is the nature of these rules? Do these rules create definitive ownership? Right. Or do they simply say, since we don't know what to do, we throw it
in the air? In Kedushin, you could say, since Hefker based on Hefker, so once they decide that, so there's a difference in property.
But
they could undo it also. No, I'm saying they could undo it. But for Kedushin purposes, this is his money.
So you want to say that even if I say Hadar Dina,
yes,
it's a fact that's reversible?
Yes.
Could be. But in Lovis, that's really the issue. The issue basically becomes, what is the effect of a din that we apply when you have a suffix without a bearer? There's no evidence, it's not a proof. Is it a din siluk? Meaning we just don't know, so we do this. Or is it a din of a psak? And that's the chayre, the pashtus of the kum dina, hadar dina. So if I say hadar dina, the pshat is like this. Even though we initially gave 50% to the yavam, but that's not because we pashtim it's his. It's because since we don't know, we have a din of yachlekim. But theoretically, it might still belong to the yavam. Belong to the suffix. So when the suffix now comes with the mimanavshach that says, oh, maybe this is mine or maybe this is mine. In other words, maybe the 50% is mine.
That's a right?
Or maybe 25% of the $1 million is mine. You guys choose, you know, which you want to give me. And that's Hadar Dina. That's Hadar Dina. Kam Dina says no. Kam Dina says when we gave 50% to the other, as well as 50% to the mace, to the subject. We were not saying, since we don't know, we throw up our hands. We were saying, this is the psak that's kaveya bailas. If this is the psak that's kaveya bailas, the yavam is a bailam gemurim, not mitam subject. So when the yavam dies, we simply have a consolidated estate of the yavam. What is your taina? Your taina is, well, I'm a Yerush of the Yavam. No, you're not. You're a Suffolk. Right? So the Kabi of the Yavam is Nechassim. So if you hold Hadar Dina, he gets nothing, but he does keep the 50% of the Nichsei Hameis that he got originally.
He can't change it. He can't change his, he wouldn't change his side, but he could, in theory.
Well, no.
Choose to be, his Manushat, he could basically pick. In other words,
no, he
won't help him.
Well, unless they want,
they can ask him.
Once he picks a tzad,
where if he says, I'm your brother,
in theory, if he wanted,
I thought about it.
I always wanted brother, once he picked a tzad, we were saying tzad, why couldn't you? I mean, but we're assuming that automatically he's going to go for the higher.
He just wants the most.
Even in this idea of siddur, I mean, at some point, it becomes sort of a din. It doesn't go for generations. I'm saying, you know, if someone gets something in the suffix, and it's always in some way more than the suffix.
So it's not clear.
Three generations later, it was originally.
Right. They didn't tie into this. They couldn't tie into this.
For
2,000 years ago.
Hadar Dina creates a tremendous potential vulnerability.
Right.
Where you can't run a society like that.
You can't run an economy or in society.
It would be
like
difficult.
Mess everything up.
Chazal used the same logic. But the same concept. Secondly, there was a big idea of what are called settled expectations. And at some point, you know, a person has to know, you know, that this is the way it is, and it's not going to happen the next day that somebody does this,
There's a stop.
In fact, even in halacha, there's such an idea. You see this clause that based in is often kaveya a zman for a person to bring rayas.
Right.
That's a year model, you want to bring rayas. They said you have 30 days to bring in. What if I have Adam 31 days? I have Adam! The answer is no. That even within a basin, there is a process. Maybe if you have to base the Hefker, that's good. You have Adam, but okay. You didn't comply unless you come up with an excuse. There are excuses that basin will be mocked here. There is a concept of Kfiyas Man. So Kfiyas Man Gufa is in order to say that there has to be a makom where psak is final. You can't like, you know, change psak every 2 days because you have new rayas. The question is, see, I don't know, is all of that only like the mandarma that says kamdina? I think not. Kamdina, hakadina is a machlekes on Moraim. But the mishnayos about kaviyas man are mishnayos. And so it's interesting to see that on one hand we have, you know, many makayris where there's a musig of finality of a psak. Then we have this thing where things could change. It's a month that things could change in that way. Now we don't pass them that way, but okay. All right. Now,
so, would it ever end? Would it ever be a situation with the Suffolk, even the feet, other Dino, with the Suffolk, essentially, even though it's just a sealer, but at some point it becomes an Atzius. It just becomes an Atzius based on time, based on death, based on generational transfer.
So there might be a concept like this. There might be a concept of Yish. That's a secondary rule. Meaning, that's very interesting. If initially property is allocated to you, and then I'm the Yish, I'm not going to get it, then it couldn't very well be that even if I have a Ryan later, it was Yish. The only problem is, Yish may not help for Karka.
Right.
Because the Yish doesn't help for something right. That might be Bershusai, so
right.
You know, you'd have that question. So to simply bring in Yish as an operating concept wouldn't work.
You had the Sakrikian, you know, you had the Sakrikian, that the people waited until they left. They had to, you could have said they were the Yish. They're not even the Yish. Right now, they don't see a possibility of bringing a suit, but who knows, maybe sometime
this was a big issue. Would. This was a big issue in the Holocaust. This was a big, I don't think they went to a dentarium. This was about Svarim of the, not the Zubavis, the Zubavis location, was another issue, but this involved the library of, I think, the Hildesheimer Seminary, which is the big,
right,
the library, the big seminary in Berlin. And apparently, like, right before they had to close up, they entrusted all the books to a librarian that he should take them. They told him, retake it, because the Nazis are going to destroy it, whatever it is, and then, he wanted to sell it, so the question becomes, did he have bailus over it? In other words, do I say that there was yish on the property? It's like Zutar Shalyam, right?
The
Mishnah says that if property is going to be destroyed, and somebody takes it, he's calling either hefker or yish, and you're allowed to become it because they're bailum, given up hope of ever seeing it again. So this was a big issue about Holocaust property, books, svarim, paintings. Yeah. That people took, so there's an interesting shayla. Do I call that your matzil mizuta shoyam, and mimela you become the owner? So there's a Rambam that says, the Rambam just says, the side says, understand the svarim, that there's no yish by svarim, that by svarim a person is never the yish, like it was this, by that. We wouldn't divide the art, we would apply to two other things.
He says that we have, in Karka, we have Yovil. So even though, you know, 50 years is a pretty long time for a lot of people, you know, like, you know, things go back. Eventually, things go back to their original owners.
But chutz mizeh, something
like karka b'chlam, but there's no yish in karka b'chlam, because karka is b'cheskes bala.
And when Mashiach comes, all the karka is going to go back to the shvatim, right?
You know, that's actually a very fascinating question. You know, one of the, we actually need a good sefer on Hilchus Yoyim. The question is not other than the Rambam Hilchus Yoyim. Because the emphasis is we haven't had Yovel actually
since the temple.
Yeah, but way before that. By Sheni we didn't have Yovel because most of the Yidden were not in Eretz Israel.
Right.
And we didn't have Yovel the time of the Golus of the Aseret HaShvatim, which was 100 years before the Korban. And even earlier than that, because Yisachar and Zebulun were exiled earlier. So we haven't had it like for half of the Tekufa of the Bayis Rishon.
Okay.
And not the Bayis Sheni. Now the question becomes like this, so people are mitzadeh like this, you hear this, people are talking about this, that why don't we have Yovel, because you don't have Rav Yeshuvah B'Eretz Yisrael. So people are saying, oh, the world Jewish population is approaching 51%.
Can
hear about in Eretz Yisrael.
Well, we don't really know that though.
That's it. So one who's
that's
how many Jews are
Spain. 30 million.
Spain.
30 million in America.
That's right.
It'd be so bad. 50 million in America.
But their claim is, let's take a theoretical claim, that at the point that you hit 51%, there's going to be a din of Yovel, which would be an amazing thing, that, you know, some guy is going to claim the beach strip, Tel Aviv, whatever the hotels. Now, first of all, because all the shilas, what do you do about improvements? I mean, let's say Stamazai, I sell you a field, and you build a hotel. So that doesn't mean I get the land and the hotel. I get the land, I can charge you rent, etc. But I got to compensate you for the hotel if I want it. Okay. But the MS,
is he required to give him a land list? Or if someone owns land, he owns the hotel, he can't get to the land, he can't, in theory.
That's what I'm saying, that's why you need a halacha gedolah. It's not clear, the halachas are not at all order. What do you do with the improvements?
Generally, it doesn't have a right,
That's true.
You might have to pay his.
Yeah, but that's true. He's a Yairet Shaloberschutz. For the 50 years, he had the right to do what he wanted. So the question is he a Yairet Bershus or a Yairet Shaloberschutz? That's the question, because he did own it. He's not just a trespasser. He owned the property.
That's the same as the Aruch HaShulchan?
Yeah, same one. Although this is kind of a modern question of real estate development, but in the Aruch HaShulchan's time there was such a thing also. But here's the thing where I think the whole thing is wrong. The whole reason is it's not maspik that you have 51% of the Jews, however defined in Eretz Israel. There has to be a chaluka l'shvatim. And that's not going to happen until Mashiach comes, where there's a chaluka l'shvatim. And not only that, but if you look at the Navi Yecheskel, the last prophet of Yecheskel, you actually see there's going to be a new and different chaluka Zoharetz. Eretz Israel is not going to be divided in the boundaries of Yeshua ben Nun. It's a different chaluka. So even if I could establish that my property, I'm a descendant of Yisachar, and then that property belongs to me, that's not going to be no gaya, because Yovel is going to be recomputed based on, recalibrated based on a...
Yeah, but somebody's there now. So people are going to be dispossessed of their property one way or another.
Yes, that's correct. Because of the new chalukah.
Right, because of the new chalukah.
Right. Won't actually be Yovel that way. It'll be the new division of land that's going to.
So Mammon shouldn't buy a house.
If you believe in Mashiach.
Well, that's an interesting question. If you hold the Aseret HaShvatim, we're not going to be joined on Israel. So then you're not going to have Yovel even most of Mashiach.
Unless even among the two and a half that remain, there's remnants of
other people. You're right. I mean, there are body remnants, meaning any given Jew, any Yid could be a member of any Sheva. There was never a concept of total segregation. Many of the Aseret HaShvatim wandered into Malchus Yehuda. And they lived here, so...
So Chalzer doesn't have to be, but there's five people in Yisachar, but we have robes up there.
Yeah, but wait a minute, but everybody's going to know which Shevet they have. All the people who are now Muslims, right, with the Taliban, they're all going to say, okay, you're from this Shevet,
if you say that they're not going to rejoin,
that's going to raise a very fascinating question, because if, for example, most of Shevet Reuven is gone, and you have like five guys from Shevet Reuven left, but the Chaluka and Yechezkel is equal size divisions. So if you have five guys, you're going to get a whole bunch of land. I mean, that's very interesting, because it's not a per capita division. Everyone guesses it's 12
or 12 trips. Well, it could actually go up to a bunch of guys in the Taliban. That would be interesting.